This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert with 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. The address is at 5 in 10. Please subscribe, share, click the bell for notifications, hit the like button, and then stick around after the break. So we'll tell you how to make sure we never get canceled. Item number 5 today is Iran, a massive missile attack on Israel Tuesday. This happened middle of the day here in the United States, early evening in Israel. I was posting updates to X and my Telegram account from the produce aisle at Aldi as we were doing some much-needed stocking up. Nearly 200 missiles fired from Iran into Israel. Thankfully, remarkably little damage. Iron Dome took out most of them, many of the missiles intercepted by Israeli allies, including the country of Jordan, which objects to having the Shia power next door firing missiles across its airspace. The only fatality, sadly, was an Arab man from Gaza who got stuck on the wrong side of the border last October 7th when Hamas attacked. He's not been able to return to Gaza, probably doesn't have much desire to go back to Gaza at this point. He's been living in Jericho. And sadly, an Iranian missile that had been intercepted fell out of the sky and landed right on top of him. This has been shared in a security camera video that you can find if you want to online. It's far enough away that you don't see anything really gruesome, but it is tragic watching this man walking across the parking lot, which seems a strange thing to do in the middle of a missile attack, because even if the missiles are intercepted, as most of them were, the scrap metal is going to fall. And sadly, this man took his last breath in the middle of that attack. As some Sunnis have noticed, Sunni Muslims have noticed on social media that in the two missile attacks that Iran has now launched at Israel, there have only been two fatalities in both of them. Both of them were Sunni Muslims. Again, Iran being the Shia power in the region, Sunni Muslims comprising 85% of the Arab world. This not what Iran would have hoped for. There were two people injured in Tel Aviv in the attack as well. The question now is how Israel is going to respond, and there are calls from across the political spectrum in Israel, left and right, to do just that. And I think that will be coming within the next couple of days, if not already, by the time you see this. Topic number 4, Lebanon. Meanwhile, the ground invasion that we talked about on Monday became a reality on Tuesday. The Israel Defense Forces revealed that not only had they sent troops across the border into southern Lebanon, but they've been sending special forces teams into southern Lebanon for months, ever since last October 7th. The army disclosed that just days after the Hamas attack on October 7th, thousands of terrorists had been positioned near the border between Lebanon and Israel to storm into the Galilee and do to the Galilee what Hamas did to the Negev. The army said special forces have been since then carrying out small incursions, more than 70 raids so far, destroying numerous Hezbollah positions, tunnels, thousands of weapons that could have been used, would have been used, against Israelis in the northern part of the country. According to the IDF, some 2,400 Radwan terrorists, Radwan is the elite Hezbollah fighting force, another 500 Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists trained by Radwan, had been waiting in southern Lebanese villages to attack Israel in the days after Hamas carried out its raid on October 7th. The question is, why didn't they cross the border at that point? There have been some reports, not widely reported in corporate media, that Hamas jumped the gun, that they weren't supposed to attack when they did because Hezbollah was not yet ready to go. I can't confirm that as of this morning, but it would seem to me, if you're stepping back and looking at this in terms of theopolitics instead of geopolitics, the hand of the Lord was on this, causing Hamas to jump the gun, perhaps seeing the Nova Music Festival so close to its border and realizing they had a limited window to hit that soft target. For whatever reason, the attack was not coordinated. If the Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad had stormed in from the north at the same time Hamas was crossing the border in the south, things would have been much, much deadlier last October 7th. Topic number 3, port strike. Meanwhile, here in the United States, more than 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association at over 36 facilities at 14 ports on the East Coast and the Gulf Coast here in the U.S. went on strike early Tuesday. This is the largest strike, labor action, if you will, at U.S. ports in about 50 years. This was driven by disputes over automation and wages in a new multi-year labor contract. This threatens to disrupt supply chains nationwide. Oh, you remember the early days of COVID when we were all standing in line stocking up on toilet paper? Other products like bananas. I mean, this is what happens when you've got a distribution system that is based on just-in-time deliveries. If you're waiting for things to arrive at the store so that you can buy it and the supply chain gets disrupted, suddenly you get empty shelves. Well, if the strike lasts for more than a week, retailers could see those empty shelves again. Ahead of the strike, on a video posted to X, the ILA boss purportedly showing ILA boss Harold Daggett. We've got to say that anymore because artificial intelligence can create some pretty convincing looking deep fakes. If this was Daggett, the quote is, I will cripple you and you have no idea what that means. Nobody does. Now, bear in mind that Daggett, who's the president of the International Longshoremen's Association, earned about $900,000 from the union last year. $728,000 as president, $173,000 per year as president emeritus of one of the local branches of the union. He's got a Bentley, a yacht, 76-foot yacht, and he's doing okay. Now, individual longshoremen, not so much, but Daggett reportedly was under investigation, had been indicted for racketeering. The charges were dropped when the main witness against him, a known man of the mob on the East Coast, was found decomposing in the trunk of a car. Make of this as you will. Again, let's just pray that this situation gets resolved soon because the United States imports a lot of stuff. This might also be a good incentive for American manufacturing to be moved back onshore so we're not importing all of these things that we are waiting to buy at our local big box store. Topic number two, the vice presidential debate. I watched it for a bit last night. By all accounts, even liberal media, with the exception of MSNBC, which is sort of the media's equivalent of the East German judges back in the day in the Olympics, you know, back in the 60s and 70s when the East German judges was anyone from a communist country, 10. If you're from the West, UK, United States, 6. That's MSNBC. Tim Walz did great. Nobody else thought so. Now, in terms of content, policy, again, I'm sympathetic to the views held by Senator J.D. Vance. Not a fan of the socialist agenda being promoted by Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, but Walz came across as nervous, as very high-strung, almost desperate to please his audience, whereas Vance came across as cool, collected, and in command of the facts. It does reinforce my belief that televised debates are a terrible way to select winners in our political process. I mean, essentially what it comes down to is this. We have a massive geopolitical problem that threatens to drag the entire world into thermonuclear war, which could destroy life on the planet as we know it. How would you respond? You have 2 minutes. That's what it comes down to. It's a format that is intended to generate sound bites and video clips that can be shared on social media and in the evening news, because of our limited attention spans, instead of actually giving the candidates time to expand on and explain their policies and their reasons for adopting them. We get the government we deserve. Coming up, no internet for you under the Biden-Harris administration. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new work in the Carl Gallup's Ultra Collection. When you order this amazing collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book, Eyes to See. Is our world ready for the coming visitation by the legendary Pastor Carl Gallup's, where for the first time ever, you'll discover what the Israel link truly is and the gravitas prophetic significance it holds in the times we're living in right now. You will learn about the real-life supernatural encounter that will open your eyes to see the spiritual realm like never before. Eyes to See will make certain you are spiritually ready for the coming visitation. And it uncovers massive treasures of astonishing insight previously hidden in Scripture and revealed specifically for our day. You'll also receive the amazing books, The Summoning, Preparing for the Coming Days of Noah, and Glimpses of Glory by Pastor Carl Gallops that take you from the Garden of Eden to Jesus' glorious return, and a cosmic collision of biblical truth that explodes to life upon the tapestry of the mind and soul. For a very limited time while supplies last, you'll also receive the Summoning Companion DVD. Join Pastor Carl Gallops for this incredible, exclusive two-part sermon. From living without fear in the midst of our prophetic age, to the question surrounding what Jesus is telling his people through the prophecy of the fig tree and the return of Israel, this companion DVD is a must-have. These items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $40, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Carl Gallops Ultra Collection.
Item number one today, no internet for you. The FCC, as we told you last week, busy fast-tracking 200 radio stations, the sale of 220 radio stations to billionaire George Soros, ready to complete that sale in time for the November election, before the election, bypassing processes that are normal processes that would have delayed this sale well into the next election. Anyway, while that's going on, the FCC is slow-walking the rollout of high-speed internet in rural America. Here in where we are, which is a wonderful place, and I wouldn't trade where we live for anything right now, we're limited to 40 megabit service. Now, even some of the smaller communities around us have gigabit internet. We get 40 megabit. That's the best we can do. And a lot of rural America is like that. Now, numerically, we don't matter that much, apparently, certainly not to the FCC. They quietly made a decision a week ago, Friday, to allow the chairperson of Dish Network, who's also a longtime donor to the Democratic Party, Charlie Ergen, given three more years to roll out his internet service to remote communities in the U.S. This was done without public input or internal FCC debate. Commissioner Brendan Carr, who's a Republican, said, quote, "This is the worst abuse of agency process I have seen in my 12 years of working at the FCC," end quote. This, again, approved quietly by the Democrat majority on the FCC. You're supposed to be providing internet, high-speed internet to rural America, get them connected. Okay, three more years, no problem. Now, on Monday of this week, we learned that DirecTV is buying Dish Network, the company of which Charlie Ergen is the CEO, and DirecTV is being sold, or is purchasing Dish Network for $1. I see our mailman has arrived. $1 in exchange for assuming the billions of dollars of debt that Dish Network currently holds. This new service, Direct Dish, will have about 20 million subscribers, which sounds like a lot, but DirecTV had 20 million subscribers by itself less than 10 years ago. The market for satellite TV is shrinking thanks to high-speed internet, which, again, we here in rural America are not yet have access to. Satellite TV. It's expensive. You get a lot of channels you never watch. And so that's why people are giving it up, cutting the cord, cutting the cable. And clearly, the merger of DirecTV and Dish means rural America is going to have to continue waiting for high-speed internet, except that Elon Musk is already there with Starlink. It's just they don't like him because he's, you know, endorsed Donald Trump. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about the Resurrection War. This is Skywatch TV's new virtual conference, which goes live on November 30th. More than two dozen presentations from, just insightful teachers, preachers, and researchers. Pastor Carl Gallops, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, scholars like Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal German, Dr. Judd Burton. We've got deep thinkers like Pastor Doug Van Dorn, Carl Teichrib, many others. I'll be putting together a presentation under the title, The Resurrection War, because really, if we read 1 Corinthians 15, Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, it's clear that this is all about who gets resurrected at the end of the age. So you can take advantage of it right now. DefenderConference.com, there's an early bird discount, $10 off the normal price, so it's just $85 through November 15th. When you sign up after that, It's $95, 90 days access to all of the presentations. You set the conference schedule, watch the videos you want to watch, watch them in the order you choose to watch, pause, rewind, share them with your friend, have a watch party. And even if you sign up after November 30th, when these are released to the internet, you still get 90 days access. So, more information and registration at DefenderConference.com. You can watch it right now at our website, SkywatchTV.com. Our broadcast schedule is posted if you want to watch it over the air, SkywatchTV.com/channels. You can watch it on your set-top box, Roku, Fire TV, Amazon Fire TV. Yes, we're on the Fire Stick now. Apple TV as well, over the internet, YouTube.com/@SkywatchTelevision or Rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But our mobile app also guarantees we never get canceled. Why? Because the content for that, well, also for Roku, Apple TV, and Fire TV, hosted by the Christian company that's developed the app, and they have no desire to cancel us or censor us. So add the mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Not only does it get you all of our video content, it has other features like a direct link to our streaming video site, where you can watch documentaries like Void Earth. You can also read the Bible there. We've got a Bible with multiple translations, audio Bible, no less, calendar of our upcoming events, a link to donate if you're so led, and more. All of that in a handy free app available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com/app. 5 and 10 online. We're at 5 and 10 on YouTube. At 5_in_10 at X, formerly Twitter. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.